Let's ask the Lord to bless our time.
我们来祷告，祈求神赐福我们今天的学习。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence among us.
天父上帝，我们感谢你在我们当中。
Thank you for giving us life once more.
感谢你赐给我们新生命。
Thank you for bringing us here.
感谢你把我们带到这里来。
Thank you for bringing us together.
感谢你把我们聚在这里。
Thank you for every soul that is seated here today.
感谢每个能够坐在这里的活人，有灵魂的活人。
We are all blessed by the people you have brought together.
我们都是蒙福，并且被你召聚在此。
And this you have done because you are kind.
你为什么，为何如此做，是因着你的仁慈。
Oh Lord, forgive our impatience.
求主赦免我们常常不耐烦，没有耐性。
Forgive us for not paying attention to you this past week.
求主你赦免我们在过去这星期没有留心听你的话语。
Forgive us for not loving others as you have loved us.
赦免我们没有像你一样的爱我们的灵舍。
Fix our hearts, Lord.
求主修复我们的心。
Bring us to your word with open hearts.
给我们一颗敞开的心，翻开你的话语。
So that we would be changed.
使我们能够得到改变。
And be made holy by you.
是为你成为圣洁。
In the name of Jesus we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
A group of us from the church where we used to be at Grace Covenant Community.
我们曾经这里，我们这里面有一群人是恩约教会的弟兄姊妹。
In fact, they're all here. We went to the Dominican Republic some years ago.
然后呢，我们过之前的一段时间去了Dominican 这个国家，我也不知道这个怎么，阿根廷吗 ？Dominican 是哪里？
the island of the Dominican Republic. It's an island in the Caribbean.
就是在加勒比那边的一个小的海岛。
A country.
就是一个国家。
Now, me and Frank, whom you might see here today.
然后我和 Frank 弟兄。
We were walking around in a tiny little village.
然后我们在一个小村庄里面穿梭。
And the literal name of this place,
然后这个小村庄的名字是
a literal translation,
就是直译的话
is kill the big woman,
就是把那个大个子女人杀掉。
So we were wondering, why was this place called kill the big woman?
所以那时候我们在思考说为什么这个村庄的名字叫把那个大个子女人杀掉。
So we asked a local person, why is this place called Kill the Big Woman?
所以我们问了一个村里的当地人，为什么这个村庄的名字叫把那个大个子女人干掉。
Well, this person sat us down in the front of their house.
然后这个人邀请我们坐在他们家门口。
And he served us fresh milk from his cow that we could see.
然后呢，他就从我们眼见的他们家的那只牛奶牛那里挤的牛奶请我们喝。
It tasted very strange.
然后喝起来很奇特的味道。
He sat with us for 2 hours.
然后他就跟我们坐下来大概花了2个小时的时间。
Him and his wife and his family.
他和他的太太还有他的家人。
He spoke to us as if he had known us for years.
他跟我们交谈好像是他是我们认识多年的老朋友。
And even though that milk was kind of strange,
尽管那个牛奶喝起来很有点奇怪，
I will never forget how much love I felt in the front of that man's house.
但是我永远不会忘记在那个与这个当地人交谈的过程中，我感受到何等丰富的爱。
It turns out that kill the big woman,
就是变成就是把那个大个子女人干掉。
Is not what it meant. Is not the true translation.
就其实并不是说真正的把这个意思翻译出来了。
It just so happens that the word for kill in Spanish,
就是一，但其实只是说那个杀掉或者干掉，用西语来说
sounds exactly like the word for tree in Spanish.
就是跟那个其实把它干掉的那个词哈，我们以为是干，就是干掉，但它其实意思是树木的意思。
So the village is called the village of the big tree.
其实那个村庄的名落哈，名字其实是那个大树的村庄，就是很多树的村庄的意思。
But that's not the point.
但是重点不是这个哈，就我们误会了，不是这个。
The point was the kindness of this family.
但是重点是说我们感受到这个当地人对我们所施的恩慈。
That we had not earned at all.
就是我们本来不配的，本所不配他所向我们彰显的何等大的恩慈。
And that to me,
对我来说,
was a wonderful example of how God treats his people.
是一个何等美好的例子，表达表比喻出，体现出神如何对待他的百姓。
Today our sermon is entitled The Kindness of the Lord.
今天我们的学习，今天的讲道的题目叫做主的恩慈。
The passage is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3.
经文呢是在彼得前书二章一到三节。
Let's read it.
让我们一起读一下彼得前书二章一到三节。
Therefore, putting aside all malice and all deceit, and hypocrisy, and envy, and all slander,
所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话，
Like newborn babies long for the pure milk of the word,
就像爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，
So that by it you may grow in respect to salvation,
叫你们因此渐长以致得救。
If you have tasted the kindness of the Lord.
你们若尝过主恩的滋味。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
the kindness of God is the model for all Christians.
神的恩慈，神的仁慈是所有信徒要效法的榜样。
And we can only understand and grow in it as we read and study the love the word of God more.
唯有当我们学习研读并且爱慕神的话语，我们才能够明白，能够有长进。
The first portion of today's text describes the opposite of kindness.
那在今天的要学习的第一段经文里表现出来仁慈的反面。
It is unkindness.
就是不仁慈。
That's our first section.
没有恩慈是我们第一个大点。
These are the things that we must put aside if we are to be kind.
这些是我们当要除掉的，如果我们想要变得更加的有恩慈。
Our kindness comes now as a result of what Peter has taught us in chapter 1.
我们因着彼得在彼得前书一章教导我们的，使我们有了这样的结果，就是有恩慈。
And what did Peter teach us in chapter 1?
那在一章这里彼得教导我们什么呢？
Place our hope in God, who is the guardian of our great reward.
专心盼望神的恩典显现，他是我们要得到那个大奖赏的保障。
Be holy like God, since we are His children.
要像神一样圣洁，我们是他的儿女。
And love one another, since we are now all one family, led by the truth of His word.
并且彼此相爱，既然我们同为一家人，并且都是按着圣经的真理所带领的。
But we have here these things that could come in the way of our kindness.
但是我们看到有些东西会影响我们的恩慈。
And Peter gives us a list of evil things.
然后呢，彼得列出来很多邪恶的事情。
It says here, therefore, putting aside malice,deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander.
所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话。
These are five descriptions of things that destroy community.
这里是五件影响这个合一的事情。
Now we can take them all as a group.
我们都可以把它以一个就是一体来看。
They are kind of self-explanatory. They explain themselves.
它呢就也是这个词其实已经解释得很清楚了。
Well, the first one is malice. It's the most general one.
第一个是恶毒哈，这个是比较普通，比较大家熟悉的。
It is evil in its purest sense. It is life-draining, selfish sin.
就是邪恶极致的体现，是消磨生命的，是自私的，是罪。
It is the opposite of kind. It seeks its own interest, its own desires, without regard for the well-being of others.
它是良善的反面，那它寻求自己的利益，它寻求自己的欲望，它不顾别人的益处。
Here's an experiment for your brain.
然后这里面要脑子要做一个，我们的大脑要做一个实验。
You are on a lifeboat.
比如说你在一个救生船上。
And you're in the middle of the ocean.
然后你在大海的中央飘的。
And there's five of you.
然后呢，你这个救生船上呢有五个人。
Four of you are very kind.
那其中有四个人非常的仁慈。
That means that you're not selfish.
就是不自私的。
That means that you care for the others.
意思就是照顾别人的。
That means that you are looking for their well-being.
意思就是为了别人益处的。
But one of you has malice, is unkind.
但是这五个人其中一个人呢是恶毒的，是不善良的。
These are the things that this malicious person thinks.
那这个恶毒的人他这么想。
Number one, he thinks we cannot have enough fresh water for five people.
他第一个想的就是说，我们的纯净水、饮用水不够五个人喝。
So in the middle of the night, he murders one person.
所以在半夜里，他就干掉了其中一个。
The next thing he thinks is we should have meat.
第二个他想的就是说，我们要吃饭、吃肉。
So that person he murdered, he eats.
所以他干掉的那个人，他就把他的身体吃掉了。
The next thing he thinks is, we'll never get to land. I don't want to suffer anymore.
然后第三个他想到的事情就是说，我们可能到不达那个陆地，所以我不想再受苦了。
So he punches a hole in the boat so that they all die and drown.
所以呢，他就在救生艇上戳了一个洞，使得救生艇沉落，大家都淹死了。
That's the end of the story.
这个就是故事的结尾。
Unkindness killed all of them.
就是。不良善、恶毒杀害我们所有的人。
And it doesn't have to be just a lifeboat.
那不一定是要就只是救生艇了。
Unkindness sinks churches.
那不善良或者恶毒，它是会使得整个教会沉没的。
Unkindness sinks countries.
这个恶毒使得整个国家都沉沦。
It sinks families.
也使得家里被破坏，家庭被破坏。
It sinks marriages.
使得婚姻被破坏。
Unkindness is the opposite of what God is.
恶毒是神的反面。
In Psalm 28, verses 3 through 5,
诗篇28篇3到5节。
The scripture says the following. Psalm 28, verses 3 through 5.
诗篇28章28篇3到5节。
The psalmist speaks of malice, of wickedness.
这个诗人讲到了邪恶恶人的事。
He says, Do not drag me away with the wicked and with those who work iniquity.
而不要把我和恶人并作孽的一同除掉。
Who speak peace with their neighbors, with their neighbors, while evil is in their hearts.
他们与邻舍说和平话，心里却是奸恶。
Requite them, which means reward them according to their work.
按着他们所行的报应他们。
And according to the evil of their practices.
并且并他们所行的事恶事待他们。
Requite them according to the deeds of their hands.
愿你照他们手所做的待他们。
Repay them their recompense.
将他们所应得的报应加给他们。
Because they do not regard the works of the Lord nor the deeds of his hands, he will tear them down and not build them up.
他们既然不留心耶和华所行和他手所做的，他就必毁坏他们，不建立他们。
You see that evil has to do also with deceit, with lying to one another.
我们看到邪恶也跟着这个欺骗、谎言有关系。
And deceit goes hand in hand with hypocrisy.
那诡诈呢，也跟是假善有关系。
This is not being sincere, harboring malice or evil for another person and then hiding it.
就是不真诚啊，怀着邪恶，并且就是隐藏，向别人隐藏。
And envy, which is desiring the goods or the possessions or even the qualities of another person.
或者是嫉妒，嫉妒别人的良善，别人的有的好处，嫉妒别人的品格，他们所拥有的这些。
And then slander, speaking evil of another person to other people.
或者是毁谤呢，就是谈论别人，以恶言谈论别人。
Notice how all of these things are about the context of community.
你看这所有的一切都是有关于这个群体的。
These are things that destroy the ability for people to love one another.
这些东西呢，毁坏一个人，使得这个人不能够彼此相爱。
They are each viruses.
它是像病毒一样。
And one unkind person can spoil a whole group of people.
那一个不善良、不良善、邪恶的人，他可以毁掉整群人。
They are community destroying behaviors.
他是这些是在群体当中破坏、毁灭性、败坏的作为。
They bring death to the love among people.
他使得就是彼此相爱的人当中带来了死。
They create hatred and spiritual and physical violence.
他也造成了彼此相恨。并且是不管是灵性上还是这个身体上的这些暴力。
And they are destructive to the inner life of the Christian.
并且它败坏一个基督徒的内里。
They rot your heart.
它使你的心变得腐败。
1 John 3:10-12.
彼得约翰一书三章十节。
The Apostle John tells us about this unkindness.
使徒约翰教导我们，讲论到这个邪恶。
By this, the children of God and the children of the devil are obvious.
从此就显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。
Anyone who does not practice the righteousness, does not practice righteousness is not of God.
凡不行义的就不属神。
Nor the one who does not love his brother.
不爱弟兄的也是如此。
For this is the message which you have heard from the beginning that we should love one another.
我们应当彼此相爱，这就是你们从起初所听见的命令。
Where does John get his theology, his lesson that he gives to us?
那约翰是从哪里得到了这样子的教导呢？对我们的教导呢？
Look at verse 12.
看十二节。
Love one another, not as Cain.
不可像该隐。
Who was of the evil one and slew his brother, killed his brother.
他是那属恶者的，杀了他的兄弟。
And for what reason did he slay him?
为什么杀了他呢？
Because his deeds were evil and his brothers were righteous.
因自己的行为是恶的，兄弟的行为是善的。
So Cain exhibited all these unkind signs.
所以说，该隐行出了这些，就是给我们，就是该隐行出了这些不善的这些行为。
He had malice for his brother.
他就是嫉妒，不，他有恶毒。
He lied to him.
并且他有诡诈，向他撒谎。
He was a hypocrite.
他是假善的人。
He envied him.
他嫉妒别人。
Yeah, well, he didn't really get a chance to slander him, though, but he just ended up killing him.
但他可能没有机会毁谤那个亚伯，但他最后把亚伯杀掉了。
Unkindness kills.
就是恶毒、邪恶、杀害、谋杀人。
Christian, Pay attention to what's going on in your heart.
基督徒们，请你留心看自己心里的这个行为。
Pay attention to those feelings that you can identify as malice.
去留心看你心里是否有恶毒在里面。
I'm telling you now.
我是说你现在就要去看，留心看自己心里是否存着恶毒。
When we go in the bathroom, we examine our own bodies, our skin.
我们在厕所照镜的时候，我们就是仔细看查看我们的身子，我们的皮肤。
Any strange lumps, we get worried.
我们看到长了一个包鼓包，我们就担心了。
Examine your soul.
那你要省察自己的灵魂。
Which is more permanent.
那是更能够有永恒价值的。
Which can destroy you even worse than a skin irritation.
比一个什么皮肤病来的更能够毁坏你。
Are there lumps and tumors of malice, of evil in your soul?
你的灵魂里是否有那个恶毒的毒瘤或者是癌症呢？
Get rid of them, brother and sister.
弟兄姊妹们，你要把它除去。
Fight against it.
你要与它征战。
Caterpillars.
毛毛虫。
They shed their skin and become chrysalides or cocoons. We've been learning at homeschool at my house.
就是毛毛虫呢，它会脱皮，脱皮之后它就会变成一个茧蛹。
And then they hatch into butterflies.
然后呢，就孵化成了蝴蝶。
But when they become chrysalides.
但是当他们就是作茧成蛹的时候
，If there is any webbing or dirt or leftover sheddings of their skin，
如果他的皮肤的那个皮肤没有脱落的干净，或者有什么脏东西啊，或者是什么蜘蛛网掉到它里面
，When they are hatching， they are hindered and their wings can't properly stretch out。
那个时候呢，他们就不能够有很好的作茧，因为呢。这些就阻碍他们的翅膀能够正常的伸展出来，正常的发育。
They are likely to be eaten by predators, or they might die because they cannot fly and find food.
就使得这个发育的不完全，就不变得很更加的容易被那些捕食者吃掉，或者是不能够飞呀，或者就被别人吃掉了。
In the same way, we must lay aside the sin which may inhibit our own development, our own growth.
所以同样的我们要除去那些抑制我们成长有长进的罪。
Lay aside the evil in your heart.
把你心中的邪恶毒除去吧。
Growing in kindness is our next section.
我们第二大点是在善事上长进。
It says in the passage, like newborn babies here in First Peter chapter 2 verse 2.
在彼得前书一章二节说到像柴生的婴孩。
Now this is referring to the idea that we are now reborn.
这里在讲明一个就是我们如今是重生的人。
We are dead to our old selves.
我们向老旧人死去。
We are alive in rebirth under the Spirit of Christ.
我们在耶稣基督的灵里面能够重生，是变成活的人。
Then he says, long for the milk of the word.
并且爱慕那话语灵奶。
Now, this does not simply mean the Bible.
这不仅仅指的是圣经。
It means all of life that is involved with the scriptures.
那意思也是就是所有能够与这个圣经影响出的这个生命。
It is our community, our lives, our actions.
就是我们的这个群体啊，还有我们的行为动作。
It is the disciplines of godliness, our practice as subjects of Jesus the King.
就是好像是按着耶稣基督所能够行。
It is the disciplines of godliness.
是圣洁所带出的自律。
Our practice as subjects of Jesus the King.
就是我们活出来把耶稣基督尊主为大。
So all of the Christian life is involved in this milk of the word phrase.
所以说所有的基督生命哈都能够围绕于这个灵奶纯净的灵奶。
And then he says, so that by it you might grow in respect to salvation.
叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
And this is how we grow and mature in this life.
所以这就是我们如何成长，生命渐渐变得成熟。
To be constantly feeding on all the great means provided to us by God.
就是常常被神所用的各种各样的途径得到喂养。
Scripture, church, godly counsel, sound preaching.
就是圣经、教会，然后纯正的教导，还有这个劝勉。
The fellowship of the brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹当中的交通。
And when needed, church discipline.
或者是当有必要的时候，要教会纪律。
It says in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 2.
罗马书十二章一到二节。
Romans 12, verses 1 through 2.
一到二节，罗马书十二章一到二节。
Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
So that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Brother and sister, the world will make you think one way.
弟兄姊妹们，这个世界会使你按着一个方式去思考。
It will dress its ideas in ways that make it sound as if you are being kind when you behave like the world.
他们会粉饰自己的这个学说或者他的想法，让你以为说，如果你们效法他们，你就会变得蒙喜悦。
The world will say, "You have to."Live to your greatest potential.
这个世界可能会说你要发挥你的潜能来生活。
The world will tell you you are the most important person.
这个世界会教导你说你是这个世界上最重要的人。
The world will tell you you have to fight for your rights.
这个世界会教导说你要捍卫自己的权益。
The world will tell you that you must...Dominate all your relationships.
这个世界也会教导你，你要在所有的情感关系当中掌权。
These are unkind things.
这些都是邪恶的事。
They will kill your relationships.
它会抹杀你的关系。
The wisdom of the world kills.
这个世界的智慧带来的是死亡。
The grass withers, the flower fades.
草必枯干，花必凋谢。
But the word of the Lord stands forever.
唯有神的话语永远长存。
We must be transformed.
我们必须心意更新而变化。
We must not accept the way of this world.
我们不可以接受这个世界的方式。
But instead live in the way of God.
而是按着神的心意过活。
And here's our final section.
最后一大点今天的。
The kindness of the Lord.
主的仁恩慈。
Now we're going to read Psalm 85.
我们要阅读的是诗篇85篇。
And I want you to look for these three things.
我希望你在读的时候看这三件事。
His giving of grace.
他所赐给的恩典。
His revelation.
他的启示。
That means his...Talking about himself, him showing himself to us.
就是他如何来彰显自己，如何论及自己的。
And his giving of life.
和他赐给的生命。
Look at Psalm 85.
我们看一下诗篇第八十五篇。
O Lord, you showed favor to your land. You restored the captivity of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people. You covered all their sin.
耶和华，你已经向你的弟施恩，救回被掳的雅各，你赦免了你百姓的罪孽，也遮盖了他们一切的过犯。
You withdrew all your fury, you turned away from your burning anger.
你收转了所有的愤怒和你猛烈的怒气。
Restore us, O God, for of our salvation.
拯救我们的神啊，求你使我们回转。
And cause your indignation toward us to cease.
叫你的恼恨向我们止息。
Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations?
你要向我们发怒到永远，你要将你的怒气延留到万代吗？
Will you not yourself revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you?
你不再将我们救活，使你的百姓靠你欢心吗？
Show us your loving kindness, O Lord, and grant us your salvation.
耶和华啊，求你将你得见的慈爱，求你使我们 看得见你的慈爱，又将你的救恩赐给我们。
I will hear what God the Lord will say, for he will speak peace to his people, to his godly ones.But let them not turn back to folly.
我要听神耶和华所说的话，因为他必应许将平安赐给他的百姓，他的圣名他们却不可再转向妄行。
Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, that glory may dwell in our land.
他的救恩诚然与敬畏他的人相近，叫荣耀住在我们的地上。
And look at this.Magnificent verse.
你看到这何等伟大的篇章。
Loving kindness.
他的慈爱。
And truth.
真理。
Have met together.
相遇。
Righteousness, that means justice, that means God's purifying goodness and holiness, that which rids the world of sin, that's that which punishes evil.Yes.
Yes.
That which punishes evil.
这个摧毁或者是惩罚罪恶。
His righteousness.
他的公义。
And then peace.
还有这个和平。
His grace and kindness.
他的恩典和他的仁慈。
They have met together.
彼此相遇。
They have combined.
他们合在一起。
They are one.
他们变为一。
Righteousness and peace have kissed each other.
公义和和平彼此接吻。
Truth springs from the earth.
真理从地上被兴起。
And righteousness looks down from heaven.
然后公义从天上向下观看。
Indeed, the Lord will give what is good.
是的，神会把所有良善的、美善的赐给我们。
And our land will yield its produce.
然后我们的这里说到耶和华必将好处赐给我们，我们的地也要多出土产。
Righteousness will go before him.
公义要行在他面前。
And will make his footsteps into a way.
叫他的脚踪成为可走的路。
He gives grace in verse 2.
在二节说他赐下恩典。
You forgave our iniquity.
遮盖了我们一切的过犯。
He gives revelation. He reveals himself in verse 7 and 8.
在七到八节，他赐下启示，他显明他自己。
He says, "Show us your loving kindness. I will hear what God the Lord will say."
他说，求你使我们得见你的慈爱，又将你的救恩赐给我们。
And he gives life in verse 12.
然后十二节说到，他又赐下生命。
The Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its produce.
耶和华必将好处赐给我们，我们的地也要多出土产。
The kindness that Peter speaks of.
这里彼得所讲到的恩慈
is the kindness of God.
是神的恩慈
that we must imitate.
是我们应当效法的
as children of God.
身为神的儿女。
So.
所以呢？
We must give grace.
我们必须也要施恩。
We must speak and reveal ourselves.
我们也必须要说话，并且显出我们自己。
And we must give life.
我们也必须能使人得生命。
Why must our kindness be sincere from the heart?
为什么我们的恩慈要从心发出，并且是真诚的呢？
Because if it is not, it is hypocrisy.
因为若不如此，就是假冒伪善。
How does God work in our hearts, love and sincerity for our neighbor?
那神在我们的心里面如何动工，使我们能够真诚地爱我们的邻舍呢？
How is God's kindness a model for us?
神的恩慈如何成为一个榜样，值得我们效法？
There are some applications I'd like to give you now.
有一些我可以给你的应用。
According to what we've seen today in Scripture,
根据我们今天在圣经经文中看到的
we can work to control our angry tempers.
我们可以能够努力的来控制我们的易怒的本性。
Think of God and His patience with the sins of humanity.
思考神的恩慈，还有我们这个人的败坏罪恶。
Also, be able to speak to people, reveal yourself.
并且能够和人交谈的时候，能够显明出自己。
It doesn't have to be a lot of words.
不见得说要很多的言语。
But we are made to be in community.
但是我们被造成，被身为一个群体啊。
Be patient with the faults of others.
我们要对别人的错处、犯错有耐心。
We do not know how far they have come or what they have been through.
我们不知道他们受了什么样、遭受什么样的苦难。
Only God knows their whole heart.
唯有神知道他们心里所存的。
Assume the best about the people around you.
所以你要以善的眼光来看待你身边的人。
Especially your fellow saints at church.
特别是在教会的弟兄姊妹们。
Finally, bring life to your relationships.
最后呢，使你的人际关系当中，带来新生命。
Consider how to bring the fruit of the Spirit to others.
你要思考怎么样能够把圣灵的果子能够带给别人。
Let's end with a reading of that passage in Galatians 5.
让我们结束来阅读一下这段经文，加拉太书五章二十二节。
We've heard how Peter talks about the kindness of God.
我们看到彼得怎么论及到神的恩慈。
And now let's see how Paul talks about it.
我们看保罗怎么来讲到这个神的恩慈。
In reference to how he makes it be born in our hearts.
然后他又指到了这个如何使得这些在我们心里能够生发出来。
Paul says, but the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22.
然后保罗说圣灵的果子
is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness.
就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实。
Gentleness, self-control, against such things there is no law.
温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
Now listen to this. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
凡属耶稣基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
If we live by the Spirit, let us walk also by the Spirit.
如果我们被圣灵得重生，我们就要按着圣灵行事。
Let us not become boastful, challenging one another, envying one another.
不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。
So these are the qualities of people who have been transformed by God.
所以这些是那些神所使那些重生的人的那些品质，美好的品质。
And this is how we may worship Him.
所以这就使得我们知道如何来敬拜他。
And love Him.
并且爱戴他。
By loving one another.
借着彼此相爱。
How do we love one another?
我们如何彼此相爱呢？
By being kind like God was kind to us.
效法神以恩慈待人。
As he is kind to us.
因为他曾经以恩慈待了我们。
Let's pray.
让我们做一个祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your scriptures.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的话语。
They are like a skillful surgeon.
他就像一个很有经验的手术的医生。
Operating inside our souls.
在我们的灵魂里面做了一个手术。
Oh Lord, remove every tumor of sin and malice in our hearts.
愿主除掉我们心里面任何的这个恶毒瘤或者是罪恶。
Make us kind.
使我们能够以恩慈相待。
Kind like you have been to us.
像你 待我们一样，像你恩如此恩慈的待我们一样。
That we may glorify you to other people.
使我们能够在别人面前彰显你的荣耀，把荣耀归给你。
Forgive our evil.
赦免我们的邪恶、罪恶。
And make us more like Christ.
使我们越发的像基督耶稣。
In your name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.